Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is DC Sports Live with Nick Ashew, Alexa Shaw, and Wes Hall. DC Sports Live, presented by Marlow Furniture.
There is nothing better than a Friday. Even when it's raining, it doesn't matter. I don't care. It's Friday. This is DC Sports Live. Wes Hall, Alexa Shaw, Nick Ashew. I just found out something horrible, though, before this show.
What?
I'm the only person that's tried the
Popeye's
chicken sandwich. Yes, it is.
No, it's not horrible.
It's trending on Twitter,
it's
guys.
Sold out.
It means
yes,
it's
which means
it's
I better
out.
Not do it. I do not follow trends.
Oh, stop it. Yes, you
Ice
do.
Bucket challenge, cinnamon challenge, not doing it. The Harlem shake, none of that.
Cinnamon
I'm not doing it. I'm
going to
let everybody
dumb.
Else go ahead and run around.
What I'm trying to figure out at this point, though, is are people more passionate about White Claws or the Popeye's chicken sandwich at this point in the summer?
It's a tough debate.
The lines I've seen wrapped around Popeye's have been ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I think it was a marketing ploy, though. They only had a certain amount, and then they knew it would go viral, and now they're like, oh, sold out.
I saw a post that said in 11 days they made $23.5 million.
So, Wes, you and I are going to make our own chicken sandwich coming up soon, and we're going to make that money. But that is not the most important thing of the day, though. I kind of feel it is. They don't want to agree with me on that.
No.
Instead of that, it is actually the Ravens possibly having a backup quarterback controversy. You saw the replay of their third preseason game before us here earlier, and we had what could be one of the most surprising performances in the preseason from anybody so far, and there's nobody better to bring in to help us dissect all of this than our new Ravens reporter, Jordan Giorgio, in the living room for the first time.
What's up, you
Down
guys?
The stairs, checking out the pool
Happy
table,
Friday, fist bump
stuff.
For my guys.
Oh,
what's
oh,
up, guys? Thank you, guys. Happy Friday.
Take a seat.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's talk some football.
Did you enjoy the indoor pool we have upstairs?
Oh, actually, I don't know if you know this. That's my staircase to my work bedroom.
I have
a mini pool.
People don't realize how much we have upstairs. One day we'll actually do the show.
We saw the coffee bar. Thank you so much for that.
Appreciate
it. Keep you energized.
Oh, absolutely. It's a late night, right?
So we were talking about chicken sandwiches trending on Twitter, but Trace McSorley was also trending on Twitter, which we heard around the newsroom last night. It was Trace McSorley's trending on Twitter. He had an incredible performance in that preseason game. Do we now actually have a backup quarterback battle with the Ravens?
Nick, I'm going to put it like this. Trace McSorley was so electric last night, he caused the lightning that ended the game in the fourth quarter, okay? I'm just going to leave it at that. No, but in all seriousness, he was on fire. 3 touchdowns in the first half, 2 passing, 1 rushing. Very impressive up against this Eagles vaunted D. And for a guy trying to make his case onto an NFL roster, he could not have done better last night. I will be truly shocked to see if the Ravens don't keep him as QB3.
And I agree with you, Jordan, on that one. I feel like he not only made his case to make the roster, but also his case that the Ravens better watch out because they're not going to put him on the practice squad because, let me tell you, he will not clear waivers. Either the Patriots or maybe the Redskins may pick him up. What I love most about this kid, though, when I watched him after in his post-game presser, every question about him, he deflected and said, this offensive group as a unit did so well. Every question he deflected, never wanted to take one for himself, and that's a guy I like to see as my leader and a guy under center for my team.
It was impressive. We had him as a part of our I Am the Prospect series here on NBC Sports Washington. And, of course, we all know that there's another quarterback up there along with Lamar Jackson, the guy who's technically in front of him, which is RG3. What is Trace's performance against the Eagles? How does that affect that whole situation with Robert? Because Robert hadn't thrown a pass on the field since week 13 last year against Atlanta.
Listen, like you said earlier, Trace McSorley was trending on Twitter, right? Very unexpected. And I've been...
Right. Just saying it alone is like...
Right, exactly. It's a little odd. But I have been a Trace McSorley stan since his time at Penn State. Granted, he had a few weapons, right? We had Deshaun Hamilton. We had Mike Gesicki. Oh, and I'm not sure if you remember this one guy. What was his name? Saquon Barkley.
I've heard the name.
Right. So it was pretty nice seeing him have so much success at this next level. And granted, he had a very rough go at joint practices this past week in Philly. So I don't know. I'm a Trace McSorley stan. I'm going with him over RG3.
A lot of teams only keep two quarterbacks. So the impression I'm getting from you is that they'll consider keeping all three then.
110%. I don't know how they can let him go.
I want to add something to this scenario because if you look at the Saints, I think the Ravens have a future situation just like the Saints have. Taysom Hill is their third string quarterback that they've kept on the team these past 2 years. He's been that utility guy. He's played special teams for the Saints. He's also seen a little time in the third down in that Wildcat formation. But during those 2 years as a third string, he's also gotten to learn the playbook, learn under Drew Brees, Teddy Bridgewater. And now look at him 2 years in this Saints organization, and he's giving Teddy Bridgewater a run for his money. Guys, to me, Trace McSorley is just like Taysom Hill. He can be that third string guy. Keep him on this team. He's the depth at multiple positions. He's athletic. He has that leadership capability. I think this could be a future situation, just like the Saints had, that the Ravens could have in the future.
Absolutely.
And they also have two rookie receivers, which is, past it's been veteran receivers with Baltimore. So we saw the performance from guys like Hollywood Brown. There's a lot of hype around them. Do you see them having, bigger roles going forward? Because now Hollywood Brown missed most of the preseason with a foot injury. When you hear Liz Frank injury, people get scared a lot of times when that's the case.
Absolutely. I will be shocked to see if they don't get targets in the regular season. Well, they're not going to necessarily start every single week, but I would be truly shocked to see if they didn't get targets in the regular season.
I mean, you have to assume that they would. Now, the question is, who's going to be the one throwing it to him? Lamar Jackson hasn't had a touchdown in the preseason, but Trace has been the one lighting
it up. He'll run the ball next to him.
Like,
hey, guys.
But I mean, looking, you've also got Willie Sneed on this team. Do you see being able to, actually step into that starting lineup? You think Hollywood's going to be one of those guys?
Oh, absolutely. He's been out majority of the preseason. He had four practices in a row, missed day two of joint practice. So everyone was kind of unsure how much action he would get last night. But it was really refreshing to see him make his presence known, along with Miles Boykin, who had one reception for 44 yards. So,
and not to mention, Hollywood Brown was also, he didn't get any offers out of high school, went to COC, community college, worked his way to get his offer from OU. So
and
I love seeing a guy like that.
You know who his cousin is too, right? You know Antonio Brown is his guy.
Jordan, thank you so much for being here. We can talk Ravens all day long. Hopefully we have you on again. We loved having you.
You better. You better.
Thank you so much. Now, our My Teams app just got a little bit better. You can catch all of Jordan's coverage and all the rest of the Ravens coverage all in one place. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Ravens page for the latest news and notes out of Baltimore on our My Teams app. And next Thursday night, it's the Battle of the Beltways. Don't miss our local teams as they square off in live preseason action. Maybe we'll see a little hit from Jordan there, too. Coverage of Redskins-Ravens begins at 6:30 on NBC Sports Washington, or stream it on the My Teams app. Now it's time for some 3-on-3. The Nationals are in Chicago for Players Weekend. Players got to choose the names, the nicknames on the back of their jerseys. And then you see the jerseys there themselves. Those have had some rather mixed reviews on social media.
You can't see anything.
The fans aren't sure whether they like them or not. But something that is not getting mixed reviews, the Nationals, their performance, they've won 9 of their last 11. They took care of business tonight, defeating the Cubs 9-3. Guys, who's to credit for the recent national success? Is it the starting rotation or the hot bats? For me, I'm saying a little bit of both. What are you guys saying?
It's easy for us to say the bats because of all the runs that have been scored, and I get that. But since May 24th, the day after the Nationals fell to 19-31, listen to this. Their win percentage is .667. That's second in Major League Baseball. Starters ERA, 3.25, second in Major League Baseball. And 45 quality starts, which is tied for first in the entire league. This is still about pitching first for them. More recently, we've seen the bats, but this team is still a pitching team first. The problem is that it all gets kind of clouded a little bit because their bullpen is still atrocious.
This all comes down to Dave Martinez making sure that everybody that is on this team is equally vested in the future of this franchise. Obviously, injuries have riddled this team. I've said it a million times. The start off of this season was absolutely atrocious. But I think it's actually the skipper. Beyond the pitching, yes, and you got to have batting, obviously, to score runs. But you really got to have that skipper to kind of keep guys focused. Baseball season's long, all right? The dog days of summer, we've all been there. We all know how that goes. It's up to the skipper to keep those guys focused. So I'm going to think outside the box a little bit and say it comes from the pen.
And I give a shout out to the Nationals. I feel like, because like you said, in baseball, it's a long season. You never give up. They were going through a little lull there, and they're starting on the come up. And this is the time to peak. It's right now, guys.
All right, Dwight Howard on to number two. He is a Los Angeles Laker. Saying those words is weird. It doesn't make any sense. Because here's the thing. Dwight Howard got a buyout from the Grizzlies, and he will be signing with the Lakers. He was already with the Lakers. Didn't get along with Kobe. We know how that ended up. Guess what? Today is Kobe Bryant's birthday. So the Lakers basically said, hey, Dwight, you know what, man? We like you more than Kobe, I guess. You know what they might as well do, guys? They might as well sign Smush Parker while they're at it. I can't believe that I'm actually seeing him in a Lakers uniform again soon.
Two quick thoughts. First of all, there's an old song by the Stylistics called Break Up to Make Up. If you don't know, ask your grandparents about it, because that's what comes to mind during this situation. However, I think Kobe's got a little more to do with this than we all think, because he wants to show that he can do this whole post-player career, great guru GM type pseudo GM thing. I think him bringing in Dwight to help this team possibly win a ring moves Kobe into that conversation of great player GMs now.
When you're 6'11", 265, and you've played for seven different teams across the NBA, you know something has to be up. And yes, I know Dwight Howard came out and said he's hit rock bottom, he's changed. I think the Lakers, they brought in their players in this situation. Everybody was on board. Sometimes it's hard to think that it could be that quick of a change, but I hope Dwight Howard is, you know, it's a better situation than he was before.
Look, I got a question for both of you. Who's starting at five? Because they're going to try to put Anthony Davis
JaVale
before
McGee.
You're going to put JaVale McGee to start
McGee
before Dwight,
Dwight Howard. Yes.
You're going to put JaVale McGee
they're
before Dwight Howard.
They're not starting Anthony Davis at
for
the
real.
Five.
I know. Anthony Davis started at the four, like I said. So who's starting at the five?
How many times has Dwight Howard said, you know, it's going to be different this time. I've learned. Like, he tries to sell everybody on this epiphany. Like, this year is going to be different. This year I've changed. He's played for six teams now in 5 years. He's been waived by two other teams. We're going
to
think
they didn't know how to use him, Nick. They didn't know how to use him.
Because now it's going to be different. This time it's different, man. This time I'm going to be better, I promise. Until January when they're like,
he took a pay cut to do this. Obviously he's going to have a different set of motivations
this time.
Yeah,
because he still got paid. They still paid half of his salary in Memphis.
This is going to be something. Let's keep tabs on this. I think this is something throughout our show. We're going to have to keep tabs on Dwight Howard. This is going to be a bet going through.
I have no problem with that, and I'm going to end up winning this bet. I don't lose anymore. I told you that. Now,
I think we're going to agree on all of this, though. Let's be honest.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie about it. But we got to move on to number three, and here's the funny part about this. Tom Brady has six Super Bowl rings. Beautiful wife, lovely kids. Guess what? That's not enough. This man wanted the trademark Tom Terrific. Hello, Tom Seaver. For those who don't know, you might want to hop on Google right now. Point is...
All right, hang on. Let me do that.
Don't you do that.
What?
Oh, you're on the show with me right now. Oh. People viewing at home, you can hop on Google after we're off the show. Point is this, Tom Brady was rejected to get this trademark done. I'm laughing hard because, first of all, I love any time that Tom Brady gets told no. But for you guys, is there any word or phrase that you would attempt to trademark and actually think that it would get approved?
Well, first I laugh because this whole trademark thing, what, is this just like the saga of trademarks? It's the for the Ohio State. Now Tom Brady is trying to do this, seriously?
Yeah.
But if I had to pick one thing, you know what? I'm going to go with Hey Alexa. Thanks, Amazon, for using my name on your device. Thank you so much. You know what? I'm saying Hey Alexa. So now you have to call your Echo, not Hey Alexa. And anytime you use Hey Alexa, maybe a little payday for me, maybe $85 every time you say it.
I like the price.
Funny story, the Alexas we have at home, we use Echo instead of Alexa.
Thank
so all
you.
The commercials don't trigger it to then take on to whatever it is it's searching. But this is an easy one for me. My last name sounds like a sneeze. I'm just going to trademark the sound of a sneeze. Then anytime someone sneezes, I gotta get paid. I'm fine with that.
I should have trademarked Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Like yeah, 3 days ago. That would have been
killing, man.
Have you seen the lines?
Insane. Absolutely insane.
I'm the only one on this show that has actually tried it.
You're
it's
crazy.
The best chicken sandwich.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. You haven't had it. You can't tell me it's not if you haven't had it.
I can say it's not because I'm not falling victim to the hype, man.
We try it, and you have to try gas station sushi. Okay, deal.
I'm not touching gas station sushi.
All right, you got to do a taste test. We're going to do a taste test on the show.
Really? Because those are even.
I
know. These are even ideas. Okay.
Whatever. Well, anyway, when we come up a little bit later on, if you did not know, football fever has taken over the entire world, including the animal kingdom. This one you got to get ready for. You will not believe how this film ends.
Plus, the Ravens won their 16th straight preseason game, but our gambling expert Sam EP tells us why they screwed over quite a few people yesterday.
And today's Ask Alexa trivia question is inspired by the Ravens' win streak. 16 straight preseason wins sounds like a lot, but it's not the longest such streak in NFL history. What team holds the record for the most consecutive wins in the preseason? Is it the Bears, Browns, or Packers? The answer right after this.
Presented by Marlo Furniture, Washington's home team since 1955.
Welcome back to DC Sports Live, presented by Marlo Furniture. Before the break, we asked what team holds the record for the longest preseason win streak in NFL history, the Bears, the Browns, or the Packers? Luckily, we have Alexa. Hey, Alexa, what you got?
Well, before I give my answer, we are going to welcome in our gambling guru extraordinaire, Sam Penionovich. It's a Friday, so we got to have you on here, Sammy P. What is your answer to today's trivia question?
Alexa, I would like to think Bears or Packers, but given the question and the delivery, I'm going to go Cleveland Browns. Maybe?
Couldn't go with the Bears?
Did you stump them?
Not the Packers. We stumped them this time, but they didn't get the last one right, so it's okay. Yeah. We're 1-1 here.
Yeah,
I consider this a double
win. The answer is C, the Packers, but not Aaron Rodgers' Packers. It's Vince Lombardi's teams won 23 straight preseason games starting in 1959 and ending in 1963 when they played more than four preseason contests per year. So the Ravens have a little work to do if they want to catch up to that Packers number. But I like the guess, Sammy P. Close.
I'm pretty sure they played like 100 preseason
games. That's what I was going to say. This is all about the rule change.
Kind of
you
exactly.
spend 8 games in the preseason and play 10 in the regular season. Like, yeah, it has to be packed.
All right, so Sammy, what was more embarrassing, or really what was just worse, a field that was only 80 yards for teams to play on or Ravens bettors last night?
Ooh, that's a good question, Nick. I think it's more frustrating to have a Ravens ticket because they're laying 3 points in that game, 2.5 or 3. They win the game, they cover by 3, but because the game doesn't go final all 4 quarters, those tickets don't cash. That's more frustrating. More embarrassing is Roger Goodell in the NFL. Did they not learn from Mexico City last year when the field was all spotty and spatched and it was just a terrible scene? Now they go to Winnipeg and there's a hole in the end zone. It's not like this game just surprised them either, right? It didn't just sneak up on their calendar. They knew this was coming. Keep the games in America where they belong, and this stuff won't happen. I guarantee it.
Sammy, I got 2 questions. First of all, where are you right now? If you're talking about stadiums, I see that you might be in a stadium right now. Where are you?
I'm at a Chicago Dogs baseball game in Rosemont, Illinois, and I wish we would have taped this a couple minutes ago because it would have been the Star Wars night theme. We would have heard the Imperial March behind me. So my apologies on that. But, yeah, minor league baseball on a Friday night.
We appreciate you taking the time out of your Star Wars night. Here's my serious question. Redskins football, okay? Dwayne Haskins Jr. right now, when it comes to Offensive Rookie of the Year contention, he's at a plus 850. Here's why I have a question about that. Kyler Murray's a starter. He's listed at plus 170. Is Dwayne Haskins 850 even justified?
It is justified, but let's kind of correlate this a little bit, Wes. Now, think about what the Golden State Warriors were last year to win the championship before the season. They were about plus 175 or plus 200. So Vegas is saying that Kyler Murray is the Golden State Warriors of the NFL rookie class, and it makes sense. But have we seen him play during the preseason? He was 1 for 5 in his last game, 4 overthrows. And I don't think that this gimmicky offense with Cliff Kingsbury is going to work out of the chute. I definitely am not going to take plus 175 to. I'm looking at guys 8-1, 10-1. I like David Montgomery, Bears running back, who's like 15 or 16 to 1. I want a little bet for a big return. And you're just not going to get that with Kyler Murray. I don't even know that he's the best quarterback in the class. We know the hype is there. He was the number one overall pick. But I want a little bet for a big return. And that's not what you get with Kyler Murray.
Well, we're moving over to the XFL, who just released their names, their logos. No roster yet, but there are odds out.
This is nuts.
And here you go. You see them listed and the odds. Again, no players have been listed. The Defenders, not really getting any love there. Sammy P, what are you looking at with this list? Or how can you even bet on this?
I am not going to bet on the XFL, but this goes to show you that if you have two teams or two opponents, you can make a line on any. There's a rat race in the alley that there's a line on after this baseball game. I can make – how about this? Let's see. Nick Ashew pull-ups in 60 seconds. 19 and a half.
I like how that. Long, I'll probably how long will it take the under on that. Yeah.
Okay.
I think
all right. How long will it take Wes to sing the national anthem? A minute and 55 seconds.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do the abbreviated version and definitely take the under on that.
No way. I would take the over because he's way too much about having the attention on him. So take the over on
you know
that
what?
One.
Don't listen thought, to you're right. The music intro alone would probably take a minute and a half. Well,
and how about, let's see, 10 free throws for Alexa at the line. No pressure, nobody around.
Definitely over guys.
Seven.
Come on.
Oh, you saying you got
over.
Buckets like that?
Oh, okay. I got buckets.
Okay. We're going to see about it.
Over seven? That was a quick over response. I like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. I'm
she was ready to go. I was at least being honest. Be like, give me. I'm going to get worn out by the end of the time for that. We talked about week zero in college football. Let's look ahead to week one. Clemson minus 36 and a half against Georgia Tech. Is that something that you take, or do you actually go the opposite there?
Well, I would not be rushing to take Georgia Tech. And let's remember, you always want to bet your bet at the right price. And this number opened up months ago. Clemson was minus 33. By the time it gets to kickoff, it could be 37 or 38. So it's all about getting the right number at the right time. But you just look aesthetically at what Georgia Tech is trying to do. They have historically been a power run, triple option veer offense. Now they're going to the spread. They're going to be winging it out. I don't know that they have the personnel, boys and girls, to successfully compete against maybe the number one defense in the country. I think over time, over the course of the season, they'll get better. They'll get more acclimated with this offense. But they are going in week number one, brand new offense, receivers that weren't recruited to catch the ball. These guys were recruited to block. And now they have to go down the field against Clemson, who, like I said, could be the best defense in the country. I think there will be better spots to bet Georgia Tech. It's not week one against Clemson. I would lay the number before I take the points, but it's a pass for me.
Sammy P., I just appreciate the fact that we can talk about college football, seeing as it's about to happen
right.
within 7 days. Hallelujah. That. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. We will see you next Friday, as always. Sammy Panayanovich, we thank you so much, my brother. Now, if you haven't had your fantasy draft yet, first of all, you got to get on that. Fantasy season is here. Football season's here. Yahoo Fantasy is the only place to play this season. Besides having the best app, they've got new best ball format and daily fantasy games for everyone. Make the right choice. Choose Yahoo Fantasy Football. Guys, it's time for the comments section, and if you have not been paying attention, they always say it's good to have cat-like reflexes. Well, check this out. Talk about a form tackle, taking him to the ground. Wildcat defense, Wildcat offense. Is this not the funniest thing in the world? I'm going to say this right now. I think the Bengals, who had the worst defense in the NFL last year, need to sign this cat up. I'm talking about, look at the technique.
On the hardwood tundra.
Let's go.
As two cats pursued each other's greatness.
Yes.
I'm trying to think. One cat realized he'd made a grave.
But is this targeting?
That's a fair question.
To me, I'm saying this is great form, no head-to-head contact.
Oh, don't play that sound. Stop.
Straight to the body. This is textbook for me. Nick, what do you think?
First off, I've got a cat sound in my ear that's driving me insane right now. It's going to haunt my dreams. But clearly, there's an official somewhere in the NFL waiting to throw a flag.
Maybe I'm the official today.
Yeah, it's you do have the black one.
I'm the
I like this video. It's fun. I'm not necessarily a cat person. I'm more of a dog guy. But, I mean, when you see great tackling and technique like that, you have
everybody loves cat videos, even if you're not a cat person.
I don't believe it.
Have you ever gone down the rabbit hole of cat videos?
No, because I'm more of a dog
guy. Go down the rabbit hole of cat videos. I don't care if you're a cat person or not. It's fun.
Cats are like old people who are mad at you and who expect entitlement.
Those are fun videos, too. Have you seen old people fighting?
Watching dogs run face first into sliding doors, that's funnier than watching cats do it. But, I mean, I like
animals
all
together. Cats jump. And like falling and squirming all over
cats
the place.
Cats always land on their feet though.
So we got to find a dog video now.
Yeah, we're going to find a dog
video. We can do that. That's
fine. But I think what are we coming down to? Is this targeting or is this a...
That is a clean hit.
That's a clean hit.
Alexa, that is a clean hit.
Drove
don't you
with the shoulder.
Football.
Drove with the shoulder. You get low and you drive with the shoulder.
It's amazing.
What do you guys think? Chime in. Tell us on Twitter.
Look at that.
Is this targeting or is this a clean hit?
But the best part is like the first, like the big jump.
It's the takedown.
It's the cat that thinks, this is a terrible idea.
Mittens thought he had something going. Nah, bruh.
Mittens got laid out.
That's what happens. Laid wood on wood.
Every single time.
We're going to have a great weekend. We hope you do the same thing, too. On Monday, 10 o'clock, you know where to be, right here on DC Sports
Live. If I may, my new radio show starts tomorrow, 9 to noon on The Fan.
Check that man out. We'll see you on Monday.
Presented by Marlowe Furniture, Washington's home team since 1955.